This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Normally at this time, we'd be getting ready for the start of the baseball season. I'd be checking in on his overall well-being when it comes to maybe the Yankees being, I don't know, game of two over, game of two under, whatever the case may be. This has a much different feel to it. Life has been flipped, as we know, upside down, and I'm at home doing shows. We are not going to be watching a baseball game anytime soon, and I hope that this guy is finding a way to stay safe and pass the time. So let's welcome in one of my favorites. I played a game with him the other night of MLB The Show. You can check him out on Barstool Sports. The Yankee extraordinaire, Mr. Eric Hubs. Hubs, my boy, how you hanging?
What's going on? Well, it's April Fool's Day, right? So now sports can start. We were all just like
if only it were that easy, Hubs. I love that you had that right out of the gate. That's well played. If only it was that easy, my friend.
Oh, I hate this holiday so much, but for once, I wish everyone in the world was just joking, but it's not. We're living in this world that doesn't even feel real anymore, but we're making do, I guess. I'm calling you as I'm taking a walk around my block, doing a little quarantine exercise.
There you go, getting a little exercise, doing a little social distancing. And Hubs, we got to remind everybody, because we talked about this the last time you were on the show, that we were going up to Syracuse to see Syracuse, Carolina. It was the end of February. We know you had a little run-in with a quarterback by the name of Tom Brady and
Mr. Jimmy Fallon.
I mean, listen, it was a top life moment for you. But if I would have told you, Hubs, on that Saturday night when we were taking a ride over the Turning Stone, that we'd be living in this world, there is no way in the world either one of us would have like even entertained that possibility. No shot.
Bro, that was a month ago. It feels like it was 5 years ago, you could tell me that. That is crazy to me. That was 1 month ago. And then right after that, I flew down to spring training and we interviewed a few of the guys on the team. And that was 1 month ago. And now the world has stopped. I mean, it's crazy. Like, what is... I feel like I'm in a coma. I honestly really believe I'm in a coma. And I'm just, like, dreaming throughout this whole life. And then I'm just going to wake up and it'll be the middle of the season. I'll just be like, oh, the Yankees are actually 15-10, and I've been sleeping this whole time. But no, I don't. This is terrible. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Nah, I feel the same way you do. And listen, for either one of us to try to like predict when baseball is going to come back, when there are going to be games. I mean, we're throwing a dart. We have absolutely no idea. This is going to change so much over the next few weeks and the next few months. But gut feel, Hubs, I want to err on the side of positivity and say that there will be sports, that there will be a season, that 2020 is not going to be a complete wipeout. If you had to put a percentage at it right now, will we have some form of a baseball season? What would you put it at?
Well, you're looking for positivity. You came to the wrong guy because I lived my life under the most pessimistic
viewpoint. See, the opposite of me then.
Ever.
So I'm positive J, you're negative E, basically.
Yeah, 100%. I expect the worst in everything. That way, if something good happens, even the slightest, I'm surprised and happy. So far, I guess that's lived a good course. But for right now, I guess the best case scenario is July with no fans the whole year. I don't think we get fans for any sport the entire year. And then that's if any sports come back. But I think the earliest would be July. But then you got China today canceling their basketball league that was supposed to start up. And then, I mean, I don't know. You can't take anything out of China for real. But it's a disaster. And I'm hoping for July. Like, the baseball fan in me who has a Yankees podcast and all that. Like, I really want the Yankees to play this year. But I'm losing kind of hope every day. But hopefully the new vaccine, the new medication that they're doing helped, and people actually stay inside. You saw the pictures in New York City today. No one was outside. It's actually a great thing. But, I mean, who knows? People have to follow the rules, and hopefully it goes down, and we can actually have a summer. But I'm not optimistic here.
I feel you. We got Eric Hubbs over at Barstool Sports. Weird times indeed. So, Hubbs, I got to ask you, bro. And we've had these conversations a little bit off air, but I think the on-air audience, you know, you're a popular guy. You're working with a bunch of, you know, 30-somethings, 20-somethings over at Barstool. It's a great work environment, cool offices. I've been there, top-notch, great experience, the whole deal. But for you now to be, like, out of your element, you're out of your routine. I'm right there with you. No trips to Starbucks, no trips to SNY, no games to go to in the Bronx. But for you specifically, what has been like the day in the life of Eric Hubbs since we've been put in lockdown?
So I was in the city up until a couple days ago. I self-quarantined myself for like 3 weeks, didn't even see the sun for 3 weeks, and then eventually got a ride down to New Jersey, so now I'm back home, which is nice. So with my mom, my dog, all that, I originally was just in an apartment by myself. I couldn't do that any longer. But so back then I was basically working from bed until 3. And then 3 o'clock, I decide to eat something, and then I play some video games afterwards, and then watch TV. I've watched 35 episodes of Gossip Girl over the last 3 days.
Listen, you got to binge something, right? So Gossip Girl has been the binge-watching show of choice. Not Ozark, not Love is Blind. Yeah, you're not in on Tiger King. I don't know if I'm going to have the guts to do Tiger King, to be honest with you. I think it's kind of jumped the shark.
You can do Tiger King. I did Tiger King.
Did you do Love is Blind, though, Eric?
No, I gave Love is Blind 3 episodes, and I won.
Oh, it's so bad, but it's so good. I mean, it is some cringeworthy television, make no mistake. But this is all we need to know. The fact that we are talking about you watching Gossip Girl, me watching Love is Blind, that should kind of give us a sense, Eric, for what we're dealing with right now. And listen, I understand there are bigger fish to fry. People are getting sick. People are getting very sick. People are losing their lives. I'm not trying to make a joke or anything.
No.
But what I am trying to say is, you know, if you're a person that works in the sports industry or you just love the idea of coming back after a long day's work and not watching a game, I mean, how many nights, Eric, have you come back and you're like, man, what the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I just wrote a blog right before I went on the air about Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes walking through their neighborhood really slow. That was the blog I wrote. Like, that's where I'm turning to now to write things about. So, I mean, I can handle it because Barstool Sports is built on funny and not just sports, although we love the sports. But, I mean, it's not easy. And, I mean, we had Adam Ottavino on the show, the reports today that will air on Thursday. So, people, you know, we're chiming in on the quarantine life from these players, which is nice. But I prefer them to be on the field and hitting home runs and striking people out rather than me talking about two celebrities walking through their neighborhood really slow.
Get that. And you have to wonder, Eric, what these guys are doing. You know, some of them are back here in the New York area. Maybe they're in Connecticut. Maybe they're in Jersey, whatever the case may be. Bunch of them probably stayed down in Florida. But, I mean, it's got to be weird for them, right? The idea of trying to get work in, throwing a baseball, swinging a bat, doing all that sort of stuff. Have you had the chance to talk to any of the Yankees since this is all went down?
Yeah, so you're not a great listener, it appears. I just told you.
Hold on a second now. I'm excluding Ottavino because I didn't want to spoil your podcast. Ottavino aside, have you talked to anybody else yet?
Yeah, me and Talkman, we text here and there. He's bored. He plays a lot of video games though, so he's got his dog, so he's been able to survive. The one guy I'm really worried about here, and Ottavino mentioned this on the pod today, DJ LeMahieu. I'm actually concerned about him because there's not many things like I really value in the world. He really says baseball, his wife, his dogs, and video games. And that's it. And then he's just took baseball away from his life when he should be on the field. I don't know how he must be just staring at a wall right now, just praying. Like, he was probably in December when coronavirus wasn't a thing. He's probably out to dinner with his wife and asking her, like, wow, I can't believe I swung in that 2-2 slider. Like in a random game. Like, that's what DJ LeMahieu's brain's like. And now you just give him a global pandemic where you take his favorite love, his biggest love next to his wife, out of his world. He must be a lost soul. I'm genuinely concerned for LeMahieu's mental health right now.
I'm telling you what you're going to get, Hubs. Whenever we do have a baseball season, you're going to get, like, the bat out of the cage, DJ LeMahieu. Like, he's going to be like a man possessed to swing a baseball bat. Like, there's no question about it.
Yeah, there are people who are going to come, like, when it gets unannounced, when it gets announced, they'll be unprepared and, like, a little cough guard. DJ's, like, literally going to be in the dugout before they even, like, get to, the rest of the team gets to, like, New York City. He's just going to be waiting with a bat in his hand, helmet on his head, and he's ready to go. So, but I am worried. We have to get there, though. We have to make sure DJ survives to that point. So,
it's crazy. We got Eric Cubs with us. Barstool Sports says there's no Yankee season right now. There's no sports of any kind. And we're trying to figure out how we're making it through these next couple weeks, these next couple months. Hubs, you remember when, like, the Yankee injuries were a thing? Like, everybody was concerned. Giancarlo, Aaron Judge, James Paxton, Severino. Like, I actually miss the idea of talking about Yankee injuries. Like, that was, like, such a fun and innocent and sweet time, wasn't it?
A couple weeks ago, Aaron Judge's injury was our biggest problem. Now the entire sport just isn't playing. So, yeah, I mean, like, I definitely miss it all for sure. I do like that if they, I guess the silver lining here, and it's a very small silver lining, but if they do reserve a season at some point, Judge, Stanton, Paxton won't miss any time, and then Hicks would be back in probably a couple weeks if they start in July or whatever. So I guess those guys should be back. I guess if you have to spin it in some sort of positive way, but I don't like that. People are like, oh, I'd rather no season than without those guys. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? If you don't like the sport, then don't watch the sport. But, like, don't root for no one to play because we have a few injuries. We had 30 guys injured last year, and they almost won the World Series. So, I mean, they can survive without a few injuries for a little bit. Like, let's relax.
We want to watch baseball. No doubt. Anybody make that point is a fool. It's as asinine as it gets. Now, I do want to ask you about the idea of a shortened season. I don't have a problem with it. To me, you play what you can play. It is what it is. And we've had strike-shortened years in the past. 1981 is an example. If baseball, though, has to extend, and it's in neutral site situations, into November or December, how do you feel about that?
Well, it means baseball's being played, so I'm all on board. Now, you know, how do you do it? You know, how many games can you possibly jam in there with doubleheaders, and they talk about seven-inning doubleheaders, which they do in the minors right now. I think you have to expand the rosters the entire year, so it makes it easier on the teams. Maybe you go to 30. I don't know, maybe a little more than that. Maybe you just go crazy and 35. I don't know. But you have to expand the rosters for sure. There have to be doubleheaders involved. They've talked about just going away from three-game series and maybe just doing two-game series. I don't know. Just make it work. And, you know, it stinks to not have the Yankees postseason atmosphere with the fans in the stands and all that. And who knows if they can even play games at Yankee Stadium at all. Like, they might just have to play down at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. So, but whatever, just make do and give us some sort of season so we can salvage our lives here. Because without baseball, I can't take it. And then, I guess, a neutral site World Series, where would you play it? Well, I mean, probably, I don't know, if you go the Super Bowl route where they just give it to new stadiums, I guess you give it to the Texas Rangers Globe Life Field place, or you go to Miami Park or something, you know, something with a dome, decent area spread out. So, I don't know, it would all be crazy and chaotic, and it's in the hands of Rob Manfred, probably the worst guy to have in the hands, and he just botches everything that we hand to him. So, I don't know, it would be chaotic, and who knows, whoever wins, if they'd even, you know, people would take it seriously if they were a champion. I know Marion Rivera, I think, said that, or somebody said, like, I don't know if you can crown someone after a 60-game regular season, but as long as the playoffs are seven-game series and all that, then, I don't know, that's my champion. If you go through the Astros for seven games and the Dodgers for seven games, you're the champion. Like, you deserve it. So, I don't know. I just miss my sport of baseball. I miss anything. I'm a big tennis guy. I mean, if there was tennis on right now, like, it would be the greatest thing
in the
world.
You'd be watching.
Right now.
Hey, Hubs, if they're going to play that Tiger-Phil matchup in May and they're going to raise all the for the victims of COVID-19, sign me up right now. I'll pay $100 without blinking if I can bet on every hole and watch every, you know, swing between those two guys. Done. Where do I sign? Make that happen.
Me and my friends were wondering, so right when March Madness was kicking off, I think that's Friday. So the second day, it would be the second day of the first round games. And it was like 75 degrees in the city. And I was asking my friends, like, how much would you pay right now for just the world to go back to normal? And then we could just be at a bar. We could be at a rooftop bar just watching all of March Madness right now. And then we have baseball in its second day and all that. And I'm a 26-year-old guy. I don't have a ton of money saved up. But the number's way over $1,000 for me. Like, that's how much this is worth. Like, this is insanity. Like, I'm at the point where I'm almost going to read a book, and that's like rock bottom. Like, I haven't read a book willingly since like fifth grade. So
I gotta get on that. Listen, I've done some good reading during this time. Hubs, I've already run through two books already.
It's tough when you're illiterate, though, and you can't read the words and all that.
I understand that. You know, I was trying to give you some credit because of that Syracuse education, but now you're making me look bad. I do got to ask you this, though. I've spent a whole lot of time because people have asked me, Hubs, you know, what are you going to do being on the air 6 days a week? What exactly are you going to talk about with no games going on? And we have found, you know, some nostalgia. We have talked about some old games. We have relived some old games. Do you plan on doing any of that over the next few weeks?
Like watching old games. I don't know. When opening day is supposed to happen on the 26th, and MLB ran their gauntlet of, you know, big games and all that. Sure, I watched the 2011 Game Six World Series, the David Freese game. Sure, I watched the 0-3 Game Seven there in Boone. But I don't know, man. When I know the result of the game, it doesn't mean much to me. Like, oh, Austin Rivers step back three to win it against UNC. Let's watch this on ESPN. Like, no. That doesn't do anything for me. I'm just going to watch Gossip Girl, I guess. Like, I need live sports. I need to not know the results. Like, I'm at the point where I'm even watching, like, Madden simulations online just because they're crazy and, like, I don't know the results of them. So, I'm not really a big, you know, watch old games type of guy. Just a personal thing.
Nothing wrong with that. Before we get you out of here, when will the next Skype session and when will I get a chance to get my revenge in MLB The Show? Have you... Both of us discussed that we are novices at the game and we need a whole lot of work. You got me because the Phillies bullpen was awful and I gave up a
Adam
bunch
Morgan,
of runs
baby.
In the eighth inning. Adam Morgan is not going to be getting a Christmas card from me at the end of the year. But we got to make a way to have that happen again, Hubs. I'm ready to go.
We should play while you're on the air at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, I don't know about that. Listen, I can multitask. Like, people ask me all the time, how do you text and do a show at the same time?
Go,
that's very easy. How do you tweet and do a show at the same time? That's very easy. Playing a video game and doing a show, I don't even think I could pull that off, bro.
Hey, let's break ground, baby. Let's try something new out here, quarantine life. No.
Well, listen, you might put up a 10 spot, but we will make that happen, hopefully, you know, within a week, all right?
Yeah, we got to get back on the sticks for sure, 100%.
They have it. That's the great Eric Hubs over at Barstool Sports. Hubs, where can we find the Adam Ottavino podcast that I'm going to download later in the week?
Yeah, we got the Short Porch. It comes out, I think it'll be Thursday. We could do it tomorrow. No, it'll probably be Thursday. That's on iTunes, Spotify, the Barstool website. Anywhere you go to a podcast, we'll be there. We did about 30 with Ottavino, and we'll ramble tomorrow about quarantine life and just understanding that time is a meaningless thing and we have nothing to look forward to anymore and be miserable. But the Ottavino interview is very fun, so go listen to that.
Hubs, I love you. Stay safe. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for staying up late. And I'm looking forward to getting some revenge in MLB The Show. That'll happen.
You got it. You got it, bud. Stay safe out there. I'm going to go watch some Gossip Girl and fall asleep.
How about that? I mean, listen, nothing wrong with a little Blake Lively late night for Eric Hubs. There you have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.